we've just made some rather significant updates and improvements to our columns. The most notable of these changes is how columns are created. Whereas previously you'd have to use our old columns in order to place a side-by-side column, now you can simply drag right next to each other, column. We also used to limit the number of columns you could create, but our new approach enables you to have as many of them as you want, 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 as you want. Now you might worry that having the option to so easily create columns could lead to a columns, but now when you adjust the width of any column, will automatically guide and snap it to columns above or below it, so your content doesn't look lopsided. Column. But you won't be limited by this either, as you can still drag the column divider wherever you like. Column. Simply by and moving it as usual to the left or to the right. You can also still adjust the amount of space between each column by clicking right on the column divider and using the space setting. Column. Our new columns are also smarter than ever before. Column.
Automatically.
Column. Now because of these improvements, we've removed that are no longer useful. The column and the column, while at the same time we've also added a brand new column called column, columns anywhere on a page, which you can then easily make as wide or as tall as you need. Column. With these updates, it's now easier than ever to build a great-looking column.